After another evening of severe thunderstorms for parts of the region and a warm and sticky overnight, we'll do it all over again today as a warm and humid air mass will remain in place until midweek when a cold front moves through, sweeping this steamy mess out of the region and allowing for cooler and much drier air to filter in. A deep cutoff low is churning away across the Midwest and Great Lakes region, ever so slowly pushing a cold front in our direction. And with a continued moist southerly flow ahead of this system, there'll be more showers and thunderstorms to deal with for the next couple of days until that cold front can finally creep across the area. There is still plenty of uncertainty when exactly the cold front passage will occur, as the models are still not in total agreement. Before then, expect repeated rounds of showers and thunderstorms, and with precipitable water levels remaining very high, there'll be a continued threat for heavy rainfall with any showers and storms and potential flash flooding. In fact, a flash flood watch has been posted for southern and eastern portions of the region from 2 p.m. today all the way into early Wednesday morning, about 6 a.m. Mid-level winds will remain fairly unidirectional from the southwest, which will provide an environment conducive for training and or backbuilding of the storms this afternoon and tonight. Again, the area where all these features seems to overlap will be across southern areas into northwestern Connecticut and the Berkshires, where that flash flood watch has been hoisted. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the Mid-South to eastern Illinois and the northeastern continental U.S. There's also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the northern Rockies from the Yellowstone area to the Idaho Panhandle and western Montana. Scattered severe storms with mainly a wind threat will be possible during the day from the Mid-South region across the Ohio Valley and into southern New England. Severe gusts and hail are also expected from some thunderstorms this afternoon over the northern Rockies. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees on Sunday at, of course, Death Valley, California, to a low Monday morning of 42 degrees at Grand Marais, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. In Boston, a slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 99 set in 1995. And normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 49 set in 1940. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, a flash flood watch is in effect from 2 p.m. this afternoon through early Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, numerous showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall during the evening hours. It'll be humid with lows near 70 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with isolated showers and storms today, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a flash flood watch is in effect from 2 p.m. this afternoon through early Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, numerous showers and storms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall during the evening. It'll be humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the middle 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees, Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, temperatures in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees, turning less humid throughout the day. Thursday, mostly sunny and nice, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.